Okay, today is Daf Ayin Dalet. We are on Daf Ayin Gimel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 lines from the bottom where it says Eishvei. And today's shir will learn Le'ilu Nishmas Yeruchim Fishel Ben Avram, whose yahrzeit is today, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. So we're in the middle of this very difficult story here, where the Gemara is talking about. The best way to just is to just get right into it. Eishvei, ask the following question. Modim. Okay, so there's a story like this. Let's look at the Rashi. Rashi of Modim Chachamim L'Rebbe Eliezer. You ready for this? We learned this in Yevamos, but it's good to review it. B'Yevamos Tanan, Hamagarish Es Ha'isha. Let's say somebody divorces his wife, which you're allowed to do. V'Hichzira. And then he remarried her, which you're also allowed to do. Umeis, and now he dies. So he doesn't have any children. Never had children. Married her, divorced her, remarried her. Can the brother do Yibam now?
No.
Why not?
As his wife.
Huh?
It's the brother's wife. The
sister-in-law. Exactly what Yibam is, no?
Yeah. No, but he's alive.
He died. He died, and then he died. Umeis, and then he died. Okay. The problem is, when he divorced her, she was his brother's divorcee, which he couldn't marry her. You're not allowed to marry this person who your brother divorced, right? No. Now he remarried her. Does that iser go away? And now she's a Yevama? And now he can marry her in Yibam? Or no, the iser didn't go away. So even though, yeah, it looks like a good case of Yibam, but they were divorced for a while. And during that while, he couldn't marry her. Okay? That's a machlokas tanoim in Yevamos. Right? There we go. Hamagarish Es Ha'isha, if he divorces his wife, Ve'echzira, and then he remarries her, Umeis, and then he dies, Muteres Liyavim. It's Mutter. Rebbe Eliezer, Oser. Rebbe Eliezer says, no, it's not Mutter. Hasam Mefarish, Taima de Rebbe Eliezer. Why does Eliezer say no? Because the Gazar, Mishum Yisoma, Bechaye Ha'av. Because he makes a Gzira for Yisoma B'chayav. What does it mean, Yisoma B'chayav? Right? Just like a girl whose father married her off. Can only do that one time. If the guy divorces her, the father can't really marry her off a second time. Right? So she's called the Yisoma. His father's alive. Yeah. But she's like a Yisoma because the father can't marry her off. So therefore what? V'hi ha-mufureshes V'hi Hamufureshes kan shahodu lo chachamim ba. Okay, let's keep reading. So Eisvei. Now modim chachamim l'Rebbe Eliezer. The chachamim agree with Rebbe Eliezer in the fact. What did the chachamim say? The chachamim said, if you marry, divorce, remarry, you're allowed to be yibum. Rebbe Eliezer said, no, you're not. Says the chachamim, but I agree with you in one case. B'ketana shehisia avia. When a katana married off this girl, a father married off a katana, then vidis garsha, then they got divorced, then vihi soma b'chai ha'av, right? So what is she now? Any marriages that happen now are only derabanan marriages. Right? Why? Because the father can only marry you off one time. So they're all derabanan marriages. V'ichzira, and now the husband remarries her. So what kind of marriage is this? It's a derabanan marriage. The marriage, the first marriage, was a deraisa marriage. A father has a right to marry off his daughter. That's a deraisa marriage. Then he said, you know what, it's not working out. Gives her a divorce. Then he said, you know what, I'm lonely. You know what, it wasn't so bad. I'll take her back. Taking her back, you find it's mutter to do that, but it's only derabanan now. Why? Because she's still a katana. Right? She's still a katana, so it's only derabanan now. Now, the derabanan agree, if that's the case that happened, that's not what you think when you hear about it. Yeah, she's 20 years old, they got married, didn't work out, then they tried it a second time. So the machlok is about whether or not you can do Yibam now. But here, if she's always a katana, the Chachamim agree. No Yibam. Choletzes v'lo misya bemes. There has to be only Chalitza. No Yibam. Why? Because the divorce is a valid, bona fide daraisa divorce. V'ein chazarasa chazara gemura. But the marriage was not a bona fide marriage. It was only a derabanan marriage. Why? Because the father has no right to marry off his daughter twice. So it's only a derabanan marriage. Okay? What do you see from that? Minatorah, he had no right to marry her. Minatorah, there's no such marriage. Only the Rabbanan, therefore they can't be Yibam. Okay? Now, Bamed Devar Mamurim, when is all this true? Shegirsha Kishihi Kitana, they got divorced and she was a Kitana. Vechzira Kishihi Kitana, and when he remarried her, she's also a Kitana. But any other case,
then it's Rabbanan.
Well, then it's Rabbanan. Avol Girsha Kishihi Kitana. But what if he divorced her when she was a Kitana? Then he waited 20 years. Vechzira Kishihi Gedola. Now she's an adult. That's a Rabbanan marriage. She could make 18 years, right? Oh, or she chazir kishi katana, or even if he remarried her when she was a katana, but the gadla etzlo. But they stayed married for 20 years. Now she's 10 years. Now she's 20 years old. She's a 20-year-old girl, and now the husband dies. But that was a drabana marriage, right? Umeis, and now he dies. Now it's the choice of the brother.
It becomes a Doraisa marriage.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? We wrote that in Yivamis. When she could do Mian. And one day she turns 12, he comes home, so it's a machlokas. She serves him dinner, or they're intimate together. That's it. Now she could do Mian. Right? Turns into a Doraisa marriage. So they're living together for 10 years. She's 20 years old now. Now he dies. So now the brother can do Yibam or Chalitza. He can do Yibam. Why can he do Yibam? Because now it became a daraisa, right? Ocholes is almost yabemes, right? Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Amru, no, choletz es v'lo mis yabemes. Still can't do yibum. Why not? Says Rashi on top. Af b'tshech zirik eshi gedola polig. Even if he remarries her when she's an adult, he still argues. Why? V'af b'megarish gedola v'chzira. V'taymeha mishum degazar ba mishum yisomu b'chai ha'av. That's what Rashi said first on the base. It's a gzera. What's the gzera? Ought to the case where you're going to remarry her when she's a katana.
So any case of machzik v'shoso, there's no yibum because of a case of...
No. Maybe yes.
Right.
Because if the father married her off, and then you got divorced and remarried her, that second marriage is only to Rabbanan. Therefore, in every case where you remarry the same girl, I won't allow Yibam. Exactly. Okay? That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. Now, what is all this doing here? It's all here. What did we just talk about all that for? It's all here for the following point. V'hacha, in this funny case, V'hacha over here, Dibitaz Isha Achaz Dami. It's like a mistake made with one woman. Right? It's only one person here. And yet we have all these chilukim, what's going to be the halacha, marriage, remarriage, second marriage, first marriage, second marriage, katana, still the katana, not a katana. Right? Upalig. And there's a machlokas about it. Right? We said yesterday that whenever there was a case with one woman and a mistake, there's no machlokas. You see from here, there is a machlokas. Right? Hacha, where am I? Hacha, betaz, isha, achas, dami. Upligi. Right? Upligi. Right? Okay, so look at Rashi. Look at Rashi says, the first skinny line. The ka'amri rabbanan misya bemeth, the rabbanan hold, that if you remarry her and she turns into an adult, or you remarry her and she is an adult, right? Misya bemes. There's a lot of du'ibim. Why? Because it's the rights of marriage. Alma, what do you see? Ki bal, misha gadla l'shem kedushin, bal. When you married her l'shem kedushin. Right? As opposed to l'shem znus. You married her l'shem kedushin.
The kasol
kedushin.
Kitana?
What?
The kitana?
Yeah. Yeah. The kasol kedaitach, hu adin, l'tainas nedarim. The same thing would be regarding nedarim. Right? The same thing would be regarding, right? We had that's what the whole Gemara was about. Right? Not everyone holds they have to give a get. That was the case yesterday, right? Right?
Yeah.
That she, whether or not she needs a get.
Right, just examples and all.
A little bit. So the Gemara answers, like this. Hasam nami b'haka miflagi. The truth is, this is what they're arguing about over there.
Over where?
Over there. Oh yeah, by the case of this funny case of Yim with Katanas. Marach Savar, the Chachamim hold, Adam Yodea She'ein Kedusha Katana Klum. A person knows that there's no such thing as a kedushin with a katana. V'gamar ubal l'shem kedushin. Therefore, what is the kedushin? Bia. That there is a kedushin. You can marry a katana, but how do you require a katana? You require her with bia. So when he has bia with her, it's l'shem kedushin. Umar savar and Rebbe Elazar holds ein adam yedea she'ein kedushin katana klum. A guy doesn't know that. He doesn't know that adim. V'chika baal. So when he takes her the second time, adaita the kedushin rishonim kabal. It's really on the smach of the first kedushin. Yeah, her father married me 3 years ago. That's what I'm doing now again. I divorced her. That was a mistake. I should never have done that. I'm taking it back now. How am I doing that? I'm doing that on the reliance of the first thing what the father did for me. So really, he thinks it's zoraisa. It's not. So when he has bia with her, it's not l'shem kedushin. That already was taken care of the shame condition. So what is it? What is it? Maybe it's not znus. We don't want to say that. That's the whole tomorrow's daf about saying that. We don't want to say that people engage in znus. We don't have to. Doesn't mean to say that. Halachically, in his mind, he's not so clear. That's 100% clear about it in his mind. Therefore what? Therefore, it's not really a marriage. And therefore, the brother can't do yibum. You hear what the Gemara just did? It's not really a marriage, because he doesn't really realize what he's doing, this guy. He's really... So when he has this bia with this woman, she's a katana, for the second time, he thinks all my bia is based on the first marriage of the father. It's not true. But he doesn't know that. Therefore, so the marriage is very on shaky ground, and therefore the brother can't do yibum. He must do chalitza. How does that solve our problem? But how does that solve our problem? Right?
Why can't we just say it's because Rabbanan? That's why he can't do evil.
Because if we say that, then we're saying that there's a machlokas about something which yesterday we said there's no machlokas about. That's why. So we have to come up with this other answer. Okay, the truth is that was very difficult, Gemara. And very difficult. And that, don't worry, tomorrow is impossible. Very hard daf tomorrow. Very hard. It starts today. Now, Amud Aleph now is easy, then tomorrow, Amud Beis is quite difficult. Okay, so sort of starting a new Gemara now, but it's a little related. Ready? Itmar Nami. Amar v'achar b'yakav amar b'yochanan. Hamakadish ala tanai. A guy's makadish on a tanai. What kind of tanai? So, let's say a tanai, it's going to snow tomorrow. Right? It's a tanai like that. Not that she's rich or she's not, doesn't have a mum. Let's say it's about stam tanai in the world. Hamakadosh al tanai ubal. Tanai was not fulfilled. He married her anyway. Ubal, he married her anyway. Right? Yeah. Divrei hakol, everybody agrees. Okay, divrei hakol is in parentheses. Everybody agrees. Ein tzricha haymenu get. You do not require a get. Why don't you require a get? Because they're not married.
The tanai wasn't fulfilled,
so they're not married. They're living together as husband and wife. That's in sin. They're not married. Why are they not married? Because the tanai was never fulfilled. Okay? Okay? Make sense?
No.
Why not?
Because it depends on what his intention is. The tanai is only an intent. Maybe if he's now living with her and he forgot about the tanai, or he forgave the tanai, or he disregards, so maybe he has an intent of kedusha.
So we're gonna say right now, that's a very good question, that's a very good point, we're going to say right now that his intent is, he believes that the tanai was mekuyim. He thinks it was mekuyim. It wasn't, so they're really not married. But he's totally mistaken. Do you need a get? No, because they're not married. What are they doing?
They are married.
No.
He believes that the tanai was fulfilled. So he's,
so the bia, he's having a bia, the bia l'shem kedushin. No, it's not l'shem kedushin.
What is it?
What? It's l'shem nothing. Because he thinks they're married without the bia. That's the whole point. He thinks it's called kedusha rishona. I gave her a ring. I only gave her a ring on condition it snowed. I thought it snowed. So when I have bia with her, not me. When the guy has beer with her, that's not consummating the marriage. It's already been consummated.
He says, by the way, that she's Sinai is not a world thing.
It's on her. It's on her.
What he's saying is that she's acting, he's acting as if it would be a perfect marriage.
Correct. He's acting as if it would be a good marriage based on an old, not faulty information, an old event. What's the old event? The initial kedushin. That's the old event. It's called the Gemara is going to call it Kedusha Rishona. Let me Kedusha Rishona. The original kedushin.
Say, forget about the tonight.
He's right. He's totally mistaken. So every time this man does beer with her, that never consummates the marriage. It's already been in his mind. It's already consummated. Okay. Therefore, they're not married, and therefore you don't need to get because they're not married. What are they doing? It's not a nice thing. We're not blaming anybody. We're not judging anybody. We're not talking about mitzvahs and aveir. We're not talking about all that stuff. We're talking about halachically marriage.
Living in sin.
Right. The answer is they're not married.
I thought that halachically the only tie that absolute that invalidate the marriage is a tie to go against the Torah. So the guy goes against the ksuvah.
So one second. This is a statement that the Gemara says in the names of Divrei HaKol. Everyone agrees to this. One second. We have a statement. Chalitza mutas kshera. A mistaken chalitza is good. What's a mistaken chalitza? What does that mean? Ezu chalitza mutas. What's a mistaken chalitza? Amar Rish Lakish. You know what a mistaken chalitza is? Kol ha'omer lo chalitza du chalitza ubekach ata konta. And this is how you marry her. Want to marry your brother's wife? You waited so many years to marry her? Let me tell you what you do. Do chalitza. Right? The guy says, yeah? Yeah. Right? It's a chalitza mutas. He totally tricked the guy. It's kshera. It's a good chalitza. Amr B'yochana, what are you talking about? That's what Rish Lakish said. Anishona, I said, Bein nischavin hu, v'lo nischav nahi. He realizes what's going on, she does not. Bein nischav nahi, she knows what's going on, v'lo nischavin hu. Chalitza sapsula, that's not good. That's not a good chalitza. Can't do that. Can't trick people. They both have to know what's going on. You said that's a good chalitza? You totally lied to the guy? That's a good chalitza? That's not a good chalitza. What is chalitza mutas kshera? What does that mean? Ella, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, you know what chalitza mutas kshera means? Kol sha'omer lo chalitza, do chalitza? Yeah, you're going to be not married to her. And once you do chalitza, you're never going to be able to marry her. You don't lie to him. But you tell him one extra fact. Almanas, shatita and lochama times, she'll give you $200. You do chalitza, you're not going to have to marry her, she'll give you a check. Oh, I'll do that. Otherwise, he didn't really want to do it. Well, I'm not marrying her anyway. I have to do chalitza for her. Rabbis may be crazy. I don't want to marry her. I'm not marrying her anyway. So the rabbi said, no, but you got to do it. He says, no, I don't want to do it. You know, she'll pay you. Oh, now I'll do it. That's false. Right? She has no intention. Not going to make her pay. They told him that. So you know what? The chalitza is kosher. What about this tonight? They said I'm going to give money. Right? The answer is you don't have to give the money. Alva, what do you see? Kivan the oven maisa. Once you do the maisa, achule achel tonight. The tonight goes away. The tonight goes away. You did the maisa. You did the chalitza. I have the tonight attached. Forget that tonight. Hachanami. So too over here. Right? So too over here. By where? When you makadish on a tonight. Kivan de Baal, achul achle tonight. Once you're married, the tonight goes away. Which is what everyone was saying here. Right? The tonight went away.
So it should be good.
And therefore, you want to get divorced, you need a get. So we said that who said this statement? Rav Acha Bar Yaakov in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And then Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said that by chalitza, you didn't tell him any lie. The tonight is not going to be enforced anyway.
Why do you have to state it again?
No, not saying that at all.
That's
what it says. You're jumping ahead. You're reading ahead. So you hear the question. So the kashan Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that by it comes to kedushin on a tanai, they're not married. But it comes to chalitza on a tanai, the chalitza is good. What's going on? So Amale Bar Beiraf. What Shaper Kamarta? What you think that's a good kasha? You're so impressed with that kasha, right? Shaper Kamarta. Rashi says bitmiya, and the question. Right? Time of the hacha, la mishum da achula tanai hu. That's not the reason. Elamishum the meikara laughter. It was never. That wasn't a tanai. That wasn't a tanai. You want to tell me that when you make a tanai, you don't have to keep it? No. What was the thing? That wasn't even a tanai bechalita. Why? Michti kol tanai mehecha gamrinan. Every tanai. Where do you learn tanai from? Where do you learn tanai from? Mitanai b'nei garu b'nei ruvein. That's how you learn tanai. Right, so tanai the efshel lekiyume ayadei shliach, a tanai that you can do with a shliach ki hasam, like in the mid. Moshe told the Bnei Gad and the Bnei Reuven, you have to fight. So what do they want to make a tanai? They can't have someone else do it. It has to be mamish them, right? Havitah, that's a good tanai. But tanai the lo efshel lekiyume ayadei shliach ki hasam lo havitanai. If you can't do it through a shliach, there is no tanai. Can you do chalitza with a shliach? No, you have to do it yourself. So we look at a tanai is attached. There's no such thing as a tanai. What was it? It was called puffery. It's not a tanai. In hilchas tanayim. Therefore, the chalitza is good. When it comes to a marriage, no, that's a bona fide tanai. The Gemara is going to ask in a minute how you can make a tanai by marriage. You can't have someone else do it. You can have someone else do the kedushin. You can't have someone else do the bia. So how could you do that? So the Gemara is going to say, because all marriage is the same. But you hear? When it comes to marriage, that was a real tanai. That's the answer to my question. That's the answer. You can't compare chalitza and kedushin. Chalitza is not a tanai. The whole thing is a farce. What was it? It was puffery. By kedushin, it's a real tanai. So the Gemara asks, "Vahad biya delo efshel lekiyumi ayde shliach ki hasam fakavi tanai." So how could you make if you can't do biya with a shliach, how could you make a tanai on biya? So the Gemara says, "Hasam mishum de iska shavayis ladadi." Yeah, because all ways of marriage are compared to each other. Since you can do kesef with a shliach, you can do kesef with a shliach. You still can't do beer with a shliach, but you can do at least do. You can make a tanai with it. Okay, what? The big Tosfos asked, "What is the connection between making a tanai and making a shliach?" What is the connection? Oh, if you can make a tanai, you can make a shliach. Why? What's the connection? So the connection is very simple, but it goes to the fundamental. The connection is, it shows bialis. It shows ownership. When I'm in charge of something, I can appoint a shliach, I can make a tanai. So I'm in the driver's seat.
It's very complicated.
That's why they go hand in hand. If you think about it, it makes a lot of sense.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Can't do it to a woman.
What do you mean? Can't do what to a woman?
I can't be in charge of a woman.
You sure you can with a shliach?
You can consummate, but you can't, consummate it.
Right.
But I can do it with a field. I can have a kinyan on a field through a shliach.
And by the same token, you can make a kinyan with a field through a tanai.
Exactly.
With a tanai, if you want. Correct. Right? Because it shows you're in charge. It makes a lot of sense. That's where the connection.
We just get upset about the beer part.
Right. Right.
It's a hang-up.
Right. So, okay. So that answers that question. Next.
I don't know. I have no problem with.
Amar of Ula bar Abba, Amar Ula, Amar Belazar. Three halachas now. Ready? Three halachas that are sort of connected. Number one, Hamakadish b'milva. What if you're Makadish with a milva? What does a Makadish b'milva mean? That means that the woman owes you $100. And you say, you know what? I'm mochel $100, let's get married. He didn't give her anything. That's not a valid way of being Makadish to
somebody. He gave her a piece of paper.
No, he didn't give her a piece of paper. Didn't give her anything.
She asked for money?
No, he says, he lent her money. She says, you know, I'm really tired. I'm really tired. He says, you know what? I'm mochel. And that money will be the Kedushin money.
Right.
Look at Rashi. He's mochel alone, she owes him the money. It's not a valid Kedushin. Why not? When he lent her the money, when he gave her the $100 a week ago, that money was given nitna lahotza. It was given for her to use. Uberishusei kaima. It's in her prop. It's in her possession. It's in her house. Vahashta lo midiyal. He didn't give her anything now. Forgiving alone is not a kedusha. He didn't give her anything.
It's hanoveh. Who cares?
It doesn't matter. It has to be given over something. You have to give something.
No, if she gives him a
present. Well, we're not a kedusha.
She sends him a present. He's an adam gadol. We said that's good because it's hanoveh that she's giving him a present. He accepted it. He's not
so we'll learn the kedusha. I'm just telling you now quickly. That doesn't work. That's number one. Ubal. But then they go ahead and have a chuppah. And they have a big fancy wedding. Right? Number two. Ala tanai. They get married on a tanai. Ubal, and they go ahead and they get married. And the tanai never happened. Number three, pachas mishava pruta.
Why can't you say the bee is enough?
What? We're going to get to that. That's exactly what we're talking about. Number three, pachas mishava pruta. He gave her less than a pruta. So are they married?
No.
None of these cases, they're married. Ubal, but they go home and they had living together for 5 years. So, divri hakol, tzrichai menu get. Everybody holds, you need a get. Didn't we start off saying today on Itmar on top that after we finished the hard Gemara, that if you're Mekadesh on a Tanai that you don't fulfill, you don't need a get because they're not married? Now we said you do need a get, right? We said before, be also. So, Amar of Yosef, Bar Abba, Amar of Menachem, Amar of Ami, Hamakadesh, Bepachas, Mishava, Pruta, Obal, Tzrichai, Menuget. Now, in that case, I disagree. In that case, I hold. Only in that case, I hold Tzrichai, Menuget. Only in the third case. Why? Baha, Hu, Delo, Toi. Because everybody knows. Everybody. 1 second. Yeah, everybody knows you can't marry somebody with less than a pruta. Everybody knows that. Every kid knows that. So therefore, you did marry with less than a pruta. You knew that wasn't a marriage. And therefore, what was the consummation of the marriage? The bia. Avo bahanach toy. But regarding halacha number one and halacha number two, which was what? Being mekadesh with a milva. Nobody knows that halacha. Everyone here doesn't like that halacha. Right? And number two, being Mekadesh with the Tanai, nobody knows that. So therefore, they thought it was a bona fide Kedushin. Therefore, they, in their minds, never consummate the marriage with Bia. Therefore, I argue, and I hold, you don't need a get. Why don't you need a get? Because they never married. So what is that Bia? Nothing. Nothing.
He's not going to let it become an act of prostitution. That's what it's basically going to end up happening.
What? Correct. It's called Bilaz Nus. Right. So we're going to get to that. Amr of Kahana Meshmei De'ula HaMakadesh Ala Tanai Ubal. No, if you're Makadesh on a Tanai and then you have Bia, Tzricha Emenu Get. You do need a Get. And by the way, Zehaya Maisa, this happened once. V'lo haya koach b'chachamim lohotziya b'lo get. The Chachamim would not have the strength to say that, what is this? For 5 years, you just had Znus? And you never thought to consummate the marriage? The Chacham didn't want to say that. They didn't want to say that. Lafuk imahai tana, which is different than the following tana. Damar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. It says like this. It says, Vihi lo nitfasa. Right? And she wasn't forced. If a woman has relations with someone, another man, she wasn't forced. She did it willingly. Then Asura, she can't go back to her husband. Ha nitfasa. What if she was forced? She was raped. Then Muteres. She's allowed to go back to her husband. But, says the Gemara, v'yeshlocha acheres, you have another woman, sha'afal pi shalom nitfasa, even if she wasn't forced, muteres, she's muter to go back to her husband. V'ezezeh, who's that? That's, shekidusheha kidushe talos. The kedushin is a mistake. Mati, you asked this yesterday. You said, what if this kid's? Sha'afilu boneha murkav al ksefa, even if his kid's hanging on her shoulder. He's got a lot of kids, right? Mimanenes falachisla. She just picks up and walks out. She says, "Oh, am I married? I didn't know that."
It doesn't make her married.
What?
It doesn't make her married. No.
What it does is it reinforces. It reinforces. Hey, well, they probably had intentions to be married. Look how many years are going on with this. Even if kids, it wasn't like a fling. Oh, a guy has a fling with a woman. Oh, they're married. Why it wasn't L'shem Kedushin?
Right,
so we all have no problem with that one. Right, the guy has a fling, that's Tivus. So he goes to some woman and has a fling with her. Even if the fling lasts a month. Is that Kedushin? Well, they were living together, they had relations together. Yeah, but everyone knows that's a fling. But right? So that everyone agrees with that case. So when do you cross over that line?
No, but it has to go, but how did it start? What was the initial start?
Exactly. Exactly. So it started as a mistake. Does the mistake continue?
Yes.
Or does it not continue? So it's a machlokus over here. You see, they can't.
The mistake here is.
I thought
attached to it.
Exactly, and the time never happened. Oh, that's right?
That's the key.
So then she's still not considered married to that person.
That's why. So then you don't need a get. So we said. So they said, the Chacham were not willing to do that. They weren't willing to say.
Why not?
What? Because like I told you, at some point it's hard to say this is just a fling. Right. This kids, this tuition. Taking family pictures. No, this is not really a kedushin. This is not really a marriage. It's hard to say that. This bottom one said, yeah, we'll say that. The one right before said, no, the Chacham didn't have the power to say that. She just walks out without a get. Hard to say. Right? So you can see both sides. Right? Look at the bottom Rashi. The bottom Rashi just says, because that people make a mistake on Tanoim and on Milves. Right? People don't realize that wasn't good. So says Rashi, Kasavur, Yodasi She'ein Aleha Nedarim. He thought she doesn't have any Nedarim. Lekachi Nises. And therefore it's a good marriage. V'chi Baal Adaitin de Kedushe Kama Baal. V'lo L'shem Kedushin. Right? In other words, they were never married. Ubimil v'nami, lavakol b'kiyim hilchas kedushin. Not everybody knows all the nitty-gritty halachas of kedushin. If you forgive a debt, it doesn't work. Right? So in those cases, now, are they not married? So it's a big machlokas here. Right? It's a big machlokas. Okay.
What does it mean?
What?
Rashi.
I think it means, where are you?
The last line of the Rashi. Chibarl adaita kedusha kamei boil, the first kedusha, not lo l'shem kedusha b'malbul. What's that? Isn't it the same?
The chibarl, when they have relations, right? It's based on the first kedusha that I gave her. It's on the ring that I gave her.
Yeah, now,
it's on the forgiving of the loan that I gave her. That's what I'm basing my kedusha on. That's what I'm basing my bia on. On that.
What is it? Below the l'shem kedusha.
No, what? Kasavri yadasi she'ein aleha nedarim. She doesn't have any nedarim. L'kachi nitzis, he marries her. V'chi boil, when he has relations with her, adaiti de kedushe kama boil. It's based on the first kedushin. There are three cases here. He forgave a debt, or he did kedushin on a tanai. So when you ask him, what are you doing here now? You're having bia? Yeah, because I forgave the debt. Forgiving debt, right? V'lo l'shem kedushin, and I'm not the B is not l'shem kedushin, so the B never consummates the marriage, because in his mind, I did that already. I consummated the marriage already. I forgave her debt.
The initial one is faulty. Then this is not
good. Exactly. So does that? So if the initial one is faulty, does it ever become unfaulty? So that's a big machloket. Some say, 1 minute, you're living together for all this time, you have kids, you tell me it's not a marriage. Right? That's why I thought the example of the fling is a perfect example, because not everyone agrees it's not a marriage. I didn't intend. Yeah, but you had Bia. No, I didn't intend. Right? I didn't intend to be married to her. Right? So everyone agrees with that case. Over here, well, okay, so the Kedushin, you tried to be married, but it was no good. What about your subsequent beings? What is the person thinking? What are you not being married?
No, so Midi writes me, when you matanish someone with B, you have to have intentions to Kedushin.
Mm-hmm. Right, otherwise it's a fling. Right? So how long can a fling last? Says the Gemara, does a machlokas. You can have kids, it's still you get up and walk out. Right? They told this woman, she got up and walked out. All right, there's kids. Okay, so there's kids.
Yeah, but it says, the mission says that you make kaddish when the beer, the kesef, or the star. Either.
Right.
With all. So that other case, the guy forgave a loan. And then I beer with her. He had intention. The beer was intention for kedushin.
What do you mean? I gave kedushin already. I gave kesef.
He thinks
I gave kesef already. Leave me alone. Now you're asking a good question. The question is, what are they doing? So do they want to be married or not? Right. So right. So you would think they want to be. Then the wife says, "Oh, I can get out of this." Right. So she picks up and walks out. Does she need a get? So it's a big machlokas.
By the way, you said before, just going back to the Chalitza case with Al Tanai, can
yeah.
you give a get out with money?
Can you give a get out tonight? Yes.
No, it's
I'll give you a get if you pay, give me money. Yeah, absolutely.
She doesn't pay.
So I said, we'll learn that in Gittin. I don't remember.
What that?
I don't remember. Okay, next. Now the Gemara, I said it was hard, I made a mistake, it's easy. Now, Tana Rabbanan. Halcha Eitzel Chacham V'Yitira. So you know what? There's a case where, let's say they have she made a neder, right? She made a neder. And
he didn't realize that.
What?
He didn't realize it when he married her?
Right. So go get the neder undone. Mikudeshes. Eitzel rofe viripe. She has a mum. So I told you I'm only marrying you if you don't have a mum. So go to the doctor. Ain't a mikudeshes. It doesn't make a kedusha. It doesn't work. It's a difference. Ma bein chacham l'rofe. What's the difference? So I'm not sure this answer is going to be a good answer.
Great question, right?
What's the difference? Chacham oker es haneder meikaro. The Chacham makes the neder as if it never happened. From day one, there was never a neder. V'rofe eino merape el mikan laba. A doctor can only fix you going forward. So therefore what? It does?
Sure.
At the time I married you, you still had this mum. The time I married you, you didn't have the neder. The neder was retroactively undone. V'atanya.
He's happy now.
What?
He's happy now.
Right. I know. That's what you'd think, right? So he doesn't want that she have a mum now. She never had a mum.
He wants
not that she got it. Not that she had surgery. No. He wants that she never had a mum to begin with.
Yes.
I want you to never have a neder to begin with. That we got to. That we took care of that. We got. I never had a neder.
You're not so picky.
No, but now
he's
no blemishes.
Now there's
no blemishes.
I, Vatanya, we have a bryas that says the opposite. Eitzel chacham v'yitira, eitzel rofe v'ripe, osa, eno mikadeshas. Right? In both cases, it's no good. Even the case of the neder is no good. What's going on? Marava lokasha. Ha, Reb Meir. Ha, Reb Elazar. The first case where they said you can go to the chacham and it'll be a good kedushin is Reb Meir. And the second case is where you can go. Where is Reb Elazar that said what? Even if you go to a chacham, it's still not good. Why? Ha Reb Meir, what's the Reb Meir? What did Reb Meir say? The Amar Adam Rotzeh Shetizbaze Ishto BeBezdin. A guy doesn't mind if his wife has to go to Bezdin. It's a whole production. She has to say the whole Bezdin, what her nether was. They're going to undo it. Says Reb Meir. So let him go. Let him on. Let him go. Right? Rashi says Ein Makbid Im Telech Eitel Chacham. He doesn't care if she goes to a chacham. He doesn't mind. Therefore what? Therefore the neder will get undone. And therefore he can get married to her. He can stay married. But, ha, Reb Elazar. The second vort is Reb Elazar. The Amar, ain Adam wrote such a despazit ishto bebezin. He doesn't want his wife going to Bezdin. He doesn't want to go to Bezdin. It's embarrassing. It's this, it's that. I don't know. He's got hang-ups.
He'd rather not be married.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Therefore. What?
Less Mashan than divorce.
Right.
No, not divorced even. It's nothing.
Right. And even if she went to a chacham, since he doesn't want her to go, it's not going to be a valid kedusha.
What? He has power over that? Let's say she went on her own.
What?
Let's say she went.
He
can undo that. He can't undo that. She went to a chacham.
Right? He's not doing the vows. He's got the stipulation that he wants to do
it. Well, no, what Reb Elazar says is, the normal course of business is, a man doesn't want his wife going to Bezdin. Saying normal men don't want their wives going to Bezdin. Reb Meir says, the men don't care. Reb Elazar says, no, men care. They don't want their wife going to Bezdin. Therefore what?
I mean, if she makes a neder during
when he, so therefore, when he made a neder with her that she doesn't have any nadar, when he married her on condition she doesn't have any nadarim, how's that changing? She's going to Bezdin? She's not going to go. How does that change? Doesn't change. Therefore, they're not married. You hear?
That's ridiculous. He'd rather not be married to her ever than have her go once to Beis Din for 5 minutes.
Exactly. Exactly. Mayhi, what's that about? Ditnan, Hamotzi es ishto mishum neder. If somebody divorces his wife because of a neder, lo yachzer. He can't remarry her. Mishum shemra. Also lo yachzer. If he divorced her because it was a rumor, he also can't take her back. Oh, I forgive it all. I want her back. She was so wonderful. No. Why not? So there's a long Rashi here. We don't really have time. Rashi says there are two reasons why not. Because what's going to happen is, we'll read the Rashi because we're going to stop soon anyway. The Rashi of lo yachzer. Sort of. Similar. Mefarish Mesechus Gittin, trade time is two reasons. Ikla Mandam Rishon Kilkula. It's going to be a kilkul. Why? Shem Ata Omar Yachzir. If you're going to say you can marry her again. Shema Yitelech Vitinase. So what happened? What will happen if she'll get remarried to someone else? You had Motzi Shemra. So you divorced her. She got married to someone else. Then it turned out the Motzi Shemra Eino Shemra. It wasn't true. It was a false rumor. Oh, Neder Nekar Alide Chacham. The neder got uprooted. Umakalkala zeh. The Omar. That's going to be a big problem. You know what he's going to say? Ilu ha'isi yodeh shekeinu. If I would have known that rumor was not true, you know, I never would have divorced her. Afilu nosten li mea manalo ha'isi megarshach. Even if he gave me $100, I wouldn't have divorced her. I liked it very much. I heard a terrible rumor about her. I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand living with her. But now that I heard it's not true, I'll take her back. What's it going to do? It's going to undermine the gittin. It's going to undermine the get. I gave get under false pretense. It's not really a get. We're still really married, Taka. In the meantime, she has a new life with kids. So to prevent all these problems, we had made a halacha. You know what? You can send her back to Moshe Shemra, you can't take her back. So the rumors turn out to be not true. It doesn't matter. You can't take her back anyway. So it'll never undo the first marriage.
Everything you do like that.
What?
Divorce because she's a horrible cook. Then she comes a chef. Oh, I don't know. She's literally.
So we think for these things. I hear you. Lefika chom lo havi yodesha moti es ishto mishum shemer o mishum neder lo yachzer v'im chavivi hi olecha lo timar lo hotzia. If you really like her, don't be so quick to throw her out. Don't. What's the rush? Were you rushing? Right. You hear that, Rashi? V'i asi su kilkol lo mehemnin. And if you want to make it worse, we're not going to believe you. You didn't check that out the matter. You wanted to get rid of her so fast. Don't tell me I didn't mean it. Right? Don't be so quick to divorce her. That's one very important, Rashi. I'm glad we read it. We don't want women being frequent with rumors and nedarim. So they're told, by the way, if they divorce you, they're not going to remarry you. It's a final thing. So better be careful who you hang out with and what kind of rumors you want to start spreading about yourself. Because if the husband divorces you, he's not going to remarry you. Then you're on your own. So those are the two reasons. Okay?
Now makes the woman look bad?
What?
Right, so, about listening to rumors too.
So. Okay, I hear you. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll stop here because we ran out of time, and also because there really isn't anywhere to stop. Tomorrow's daf is quite hard. It's very hard daf tomorrow. So hopefully we'll start on time and we'll finish it. And Sunday's a short daf anyway, so we won't have a problem catching up. All right, everyone, have a very, very good day.